The LePage administration is proposing a $7 million bailout of the Maine Military Authority. The proposal would help the authority satisfy the terms of a $19 million contract with the Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority to refurbish nearly two dozen commuter buses. As Steve Missler reports, the administration says the taxpayer bailout will help the MMA complete the contract, but its future beyond that remains unclear.
The MMA bailout is an item in the governor's supplemental budget package, which includes additional funding requests for the fiscal year that ends in June. State officials say most of the $7 million goes to losses associated with the Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority contract. The bailout would allow the MMA to rehire workers, complete the contract work, and create a special reserve fund. In September, Governor Paul LePage announced that he was halting the bus refurbishment work, saying the contract was underbid and MMA was losing money. By October, the MMA had laid off 35 of its 65 workers. But questions remained about the future of the contract, about half of which was incomplete. On Wednesday, Department of Defense Veterans and Emergency Management Commissioner Doug Farnham told the legislature's Budget Writing Committee that the state has been in talks with the Massachusetts Bay Transit Authority, or MBTA.
Our goal has been to renegotiate with MBTA to limit the downside of the current contract, while positioning the talented workforce and top-notch facility for future economic opportunities.
Farnham says those talks are still ongoing. He also said the MMA has partnered with a private company to reduce risk in future contracts, although it's not clear if the unnamed company will receive a slice of the proposed bailout. What is clear is that MMA needs to settle its debts. Farnham said the MBTA contract was signed amid pressure to save the MMA, which once employed over 500 people. He described a desperate MMA outmaneuvered by the more sophisticated negotiators in Massachusetts.
They had what they thought was a good deal. They got in there. They get in a more competitive bidding process. Again, not like doing a government contract. And they were talked down to be competitive. They wanted the business, and they were talked down at a couple different levels.
The MMA is located at the former Loring Air Force Base in Limestone. It was once nationally known for its ability to retrofit and repair Humvee vehicles for the National Guard, and it has refurbished more than 16,000 vehicles and generated $600 million in revenue, according to the MMA. But when the Humvee business dried up, the agency looked for other contracts to keep its remaining workers employed. It landed a deal with the MBTA to refurbish specialized buses. But MMA apparently did not anticipate costs to repair buses made by a German company that went out of business before the deal was signed. With no company to furnish the replacement parts, costs for the bus repairs increased. In some instances, Farnham said, the agency was fabricating new parts. Hugh Corbett is the MMA's executive director. In a separate hearing before the Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee, Corbett made his case for the bailout to lawmakers. He reminded them that the MMA helped fill budget gaps during its heyday.
But it's important to understand that when Maine Military Authority does well, it does well by the state also.
Farnham said he hopes the MMA will continue after the contract is completed. But Republican Representative Jeff Timberlake told Farnham that it might be time to privatize MMA.
I don't want to see us dumping in another $7 million. You know, when private sector is involved, it's coming out of somebody else's pocket, not mine.
Farnham didn't disagree, but he said the focus right now is to get out from under the MBTA contract.
We were in a situation where we had to halt. We were losing money like crazy. But at the same time, we signed a contract.
The Budget Writing Committee will continue to review the proposal before it goes to the legislature for votes. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.